Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Well, news alert, the retirement crisis is here right now. Over the last several decades, the American retirement system has shifted immensely, and no one wants to admit it. Working hard used to result in guaranteed retirement through some sort of a pension plan, and pension plans worked in tandem with the 401k plan. Remember, a 401k plan was never meant to stand on its own. It was meant to be an add-on to the pension plan. A pension plan is an employer-sponsored retirement plan that pays out lifetime benefits via monthly checks to their employees at retirement. The amount is based on factors like the employee's income, years of service with the company. And up until the 1980s, the pension plan was the most commonly utilized retirement plan in the United States. But today, traditional pension plans have pretty much disappeared. Do you know anyone that has a pension plan? They exist, but they are rare. You know, it's like trying to find the Dead Sea Scrolls. Most American companies have shifted from a defined benefit plan to a defined contribution plan. This means they aren't contributing to your retirement anymore. You are, and only you are contributing to your retirement. So guaranteed retirement funds are nearly unheard of today. So due to cost and convenience, pension plans have faded away and the 401k is left. That's like the last man standing. But as I've talked about at length here on this show, the 401k was never meant to stand on its own. And the phasing out of the pension plan has left a lot of employees to fend for themselves. The very few resources or knowledge on how to build a healthy retirement portfolio. A new report from the National Institute on Retirement actually found that Americans are increasingly worried about the future of their retirement, with 79% believing that we're experiencing a retirement crisis right now. 77% of Americans agree that the disappearance of pension plans makes it harder to achieve the American dream.
It's really been interesting times in the retirement industry. I can't remember a time where we heard so much conversation about a pension renaissance. And I really think there's a few factors behind this. First of all, I think we see that a lot of people aren't on track in individual savings in terms of 401ks being prepared for retirement. But I also think some of it is it's attracting and retaining strong workers and a strong workforce has been more challenging.
So let me just back up for a second and apologize to all the corporate executives who are throwing things at the screen and screaming right now because they're saying, wait a minute, we spent 20 years cleaning up our balance sheets from the, you know, how many times have we heard the line, you know, it's a pension company with an airline attached. It's a pension, you know. So now even the ones who have these plans are offloading them to insurance companies. So what do you think if we were to bring the pension back and if it is good for workers and if it is, you know, maybe even cost effective for companies and if it is good for America, what would it look like in version 2.0 that might be different from what we experienced over the past several decades?
Yeah, I think, you know, you wouldn't judge today's automobiles by looking at something that was built in 1950. So I think when you look at the pensions and how pensions have evolved, and how we manage pensions, there's a lot of really material changes.
While many Americans are making a rallying cry for the return of the pension plan, that's unlikely. It's unlikely that's going to happen, and it's unlikely that we're going to see to a return of some kind of a defined benefit plan. I'm sorry to break it to you folks, but the pension plan is not coming back. What we're left with is a shell of a retirement plan, the 401k. And as I mentioned before, the 401k was never designed to stand on its own. And if you're using it as your exclusive retirement account, I would urge you to consider finding supplemental accounts or some sort of other income methods. Now, if you're lucky, your employer might offer a company match for your 401k. But other than that, I mean, you're on your own. Now, I have an entire playlist of videos here on the channel that outline the major issues with the 401k, where we talk about the fee schedule, the risks, the other drawbacks that you might not have considered. Check out the description box below to watch those videos if you're interested to really dive deep into why the 401k plan is kind of a disaster. You know, Americans are rightfully worried about retirement. 87% agree that Congress should act now to find a solution. 90% believe that the president should focus on the downfall of Social Security. But of course, President Biden is more concerned with sending money to, you know, Ukraine and Israel and cares less about the United States than ever before. And the message that I've been repeating time and time again on this show is that these companies do not care about you at all. Congress does not care about your retirement. Your employer doesn't care what happens to you and your family at all. They don't. You are a pawn on their chessboard. And, you know, if you are nearing retirement, they're going to find somebody else to slide right in that spot. We'll get back to that video in a minute. But first, inflation is out of control and you've got to protect your money. Any money you've got sitting in your bank is losing value every day right now by around 3.5% to 4%. And if you want to protect your money and grow it, you need to put it to work by investing it. Now, I'm not talking about risky or volatile investments like stocks or crypto, which I like, by the way, but tangible assets that you can actually put your hands on, okay? And the best tangible asset that you can invest in right now is real estate. It's the number one hedge against inflation, and it offers some of the safest and highest returns. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and founder of Morris Invest. Now, I got into real estate after learning that it was a favorite among the wealthy, and now I know exactly why. Personal experience has proven that it is the number one way to build and protect your wealth. I'm here to tell you that, folks. Now, while there are several ways you can invest in real estate, most of which I've tried myself, the build-to-rent model offers the most benefits by far. We're talking new construction, single-family buy-and-hold real estate. Build-to-rent properties. They offer more tax benefits, fewer headaches than rehabbing an existing property. There's less risk. There's way less risk than flipping houses. And there are a lot less work than wholesaling houses. And there are less turnover and fewer issues than multifamily houses. When you invest in build-to-rent real estate, you're getting four streams of income: appreciation and equity gains, principal reduction in the mortgage, tax benefits, depreciation, and monthly cash flow, my favorite. Now, on top of that, you're using someone else's money, the bank's, to invest while someone else, your tenant, is paying for it. That's just one advantage it has over other tangible assets like gold and silver. You can't buy gold with the bank's money and have someone else pay for it, can you? No, you can't. Plus, when you're strategic about leveraging, you get 4 to 5 times the assets you can invest in. And it's the only investment that gives you 4 to 5 times protection from inflation. My company, Morris Invest, along with the help from our team at Sidera Wealth, helps you invest in build-to-rent properties as easily as investing in stocks, because we buy and we build in bulk, and then we pass our savings on to you. Makes it a lot simpler when we're building 40 properties at one time. We're able to buy 40 furnaces, 40 water heaters, and be able to pass that savings on to you. Now, we offer free phone calls to create a personalized investing plan. But before we agree to talk to you on the phone, there's just one thing you need to figure out. There's one number that you need to calculate before we'll even talk with you on the phone. It's your freedom number. Your freedom number is the amount that you need to fully replace your current income, but it involves more than your monthly budget. My wife, Natalie, and I created the Freedom Number cheat sheet after a brush with job insecurity and realized that we were tired of depending on our paychecks just to get by. And then we achieved financial freedom and now make more than we did at our jobs through the monthly income that we get from our rentals. Now, we'd love to show you how to do the very same thing. Now, I made a quick worksheet that walks you through the process of finding your freedom number, which you can download for free at the link below. And I'm also going to send you valuable content that shows you how to identify a smart investment, what it takes to become a successful real estate investor, what you need to get started, and where to get a strategy that best fits your goals and situation, and how to get free ongoing help. I'm going to send all of that to you, okay? So click the link below to get your freedom cheat sheet right now and start protecting your money today. In fact, American companies are laying off hardworking employees left and right. They only care about their balance sheets and making their shareholders happy. That's it. And the same goes for the retirement companies that riddle your account with their, you know, crazy ambiguous fees. The 401k benefits Wall Street. It's not built to support Americans. They make money off of it. I know this sounds disheartening, and you can look at it that way, or you can also take a stand and build your financial intelligence. I'm kind of a glass half full kind of a person. So when I hear this stuff, that while these companies are not on my side, the government is not on my side, you know who needs to be on my side? Me. I need to be on my side. I need to take care of myself. I need to do what's right for me and my family. And you can be empowered by that. You can start building a better future for yourself, regardless of your company or what's happening on Wall Street right now. The retirement crisis is here. It's unfolding in front of our eyes right now. And if you're ready to stop relying on these corporations and entities to fund your retirement, then I have a ton of great videos here on the channel to help you take action, carve out specific action steps to build a comfortable retirement so you can take action today. So in this next video, you're going to learn how to take the power back into your hands and actually create a retirement plan that works for you. So check out that next video. And thank you so much for subscribing to the channel to elevate your financial intelligence. I really appreciate it. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.